That's what we're going to talk about. It is. Ain't it just like a human? Us, society. And here comes that rainbow again. Both in the way we live, but then all around us. Thanks, Todd. Last week for our opening words, we said sort of that rainbow vision. Here's what I know about grace. I know sun breaking through clouds and calling me out of my spiral of worries. I know stars splashed extravagantly across an expanse of dark night sky, reminding me that my life is really rather small and fleeting in the grand scheme of things. I know the weight of a sleepy, contented baby in my arms, inviting me to rest in the beauty of a moment. I know the kindness of a friend reaching across the miles to soothe my wounded spirit. I know the beauty of a match lighting a candle in the midst of the dark winter, illuminating a table with enough. I know the warm embrace that comes sometimes here in our sanctuary when something in the music or the prayer or the ritual or the silence catches us just right. And it is clear that we are all right here together in crafting something that is truly of worth. This is part of how, in the title, grace just is. Grace just is. But how is it connected with us? We talked last week about the faith traditions that we come from, and one of them is the Universalist faith tradition, which says we live as part of a larger love. If you name it God, it's a loving God. An inclusive universe just is all around. That's the sea we swim in. One human family, one origin, one nature, one destiny. And then how do we move to justice from that? Sharon Welch, we quoted last week, that says, grace is the gift of being loved and loving. There's that language again. We should pause right here before racing ahead. Grace is the gift of being loved and loving. She says that enables work for justice. Grace is a power or an intensity of relationship that is more than we can predict or produce solely by our own volition. This surplus, she says, is grace. The deep joy of loving and being loved, the amazing changes possible in people's lives. So grace just is. When our rightness with isness breaks through and it is felt, we are part of a larger belonging, and in that moment we know it and feel it. That it feels like a surplus is because of how much we just aren't. Grace is a moment of just is. We see it and feel it and know it, and it can be our touchstone when it goes away. Justice, not just is, but justice, is our system of laws, the human. Ain't it just like a human? It's our system of laws, and we strive for them to be fair. But the way we in this congregation understand fair is that justice is not just and fair until the vision of the inclusive nature of the universe is made real or fairly available to all. The sun shines on everyone. It was Cornel West who said, "Never forget that justice is what love looks like in public." Martin Luther King also said, "Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice." Justice at its best is love correcting everything that stands against love. Justice. Love made real in our society, not money made real in our society. Cornel West again says that this country is in deep trouble because we've forgotten that a rich life consists fundamentally in serving others, trying to leave the world a little better than you found it. We need the courage to question the powers that be, the courage to be impatient with evil and patient with people. Impatient with evil and patient with people. The courage to fight for social justice. In many instances, we will be stepping out on nothing and just hoping to land on something, trying something different. But that's the struggle. To live is to wrestle with despair, but never allow despair to have the last word. Grace is in those moments where love inserts itself and says, I'm here. I'm still here. Moments where what just is becomes justice. In those moments, hope comes alive. It shows itself and keeps despair from having the last word. Grace gives us hope and helps us carry on. Grace is what hope feels like. Sharon Welch, quote, she said, grace enables work for justice. How does it do that? It enables hope. It keeps hope alive and in everyday life too. It's an experience of what just is, what might be, and it just might happen to you. When I talked last week about the marriage of Jeffrey Paul Craddock and Alan Duperreur, that was our first same-sex marriage in this space. I shared the joy of it, but the one thing I couldn't really share and I thought about later is my feelings, that feeling of joy. Yes, it was joy because something had happened that I wanted to happen, right? There'd been success, but they were really my connections to what just is. Just is. I felt it in my cells. I feel it now. I can feel my body tingling. It was a belonging that goes beyond issue, that goes beyond cause, that goes beyond success. It was just, I'm right. This is right. Right with the world, right with belonging, right relationship, and my cells knew it and made me smile. It made me feel, even though I had all these other things going on, yada, 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 it just came out. That's what just is. That's what universalist understanding is. There's love all around us, and you can argue what love is, but it's that feeling. You can say, well, look at what just happened. Look at the elections. Yeah, I struggle with that from my perspective. You say, look what just happened. And I say, yes. And, well, look what just happened Friday a week ago. Look what just happened. There it was. Just is. You should have been there. But you were there as a part of this congregation, as a part of that whole thing. I felt it. We felt it. It just is. And the way you access that is really hard and really simple. It's you don't focus so much on what something isn't. We're all real quick at doing that. But you focus more on what it is. Just is. And by that, we enable grace to just be. We do our work. We try real hard. And then sometimes, what just is all around us comes and shows itself. We're behaving like humans, doing all our stuff, and then the rainbow appears. I wish you could sing the chorus again at this point. What were the words for the chorus?
The daylight was heavy with thunder, the smell of the rain on the wind, and it just like a human, here comes that rainbow again.
The daylight was heavy with thunder, the smell of the rain on the wind, Ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again. And I'd just like to say, as Judy steps up here, she's been my rainbow in November. I just called her up and said, I can't face November. Or something to that effect. Can you help me? And she said, oh, sure.
And it's in those moments that grace just is. Grace needs nothing from us. As Jim said, it is all around us. Gracefully, just being graceful. Rather, we are the ones called to notice grace, to pay attention, to attune ourselves and reorient ourselves to that grace that is with us. In E.E. Cummings' words, to open the ears of our ears and the eyes of our eyes. We you use refer to us ourselves often as justice-seeking, justice-making people. We affirm our theology as one in action. In that ancient Christian theological debate, we come down with James and Martin Luther that we are known by, and our faith is known by our actions, by our living, by our choices. And that Christian debate posits grace versus works. But I suggest that that is a meaningless and false dichotomy and rather meaningless debate. Grace is, just is. And grace is an essential part of our work for justice, if we but pay attention. See, sometimes grace in our work for justice happens at the beginning of the event. It is that impetus, that accidental conversation or chance meeting, a seemingly incidental moment that leads us down a new path. How many of you know that all of our work with the Dream Scholarship started with just such an accidental conversation? That all of our efforts began with a grace-filled conversation between Jim and Catherine Elder in the moments following the death of the National Dream Act several years ago. They were lamenting the death of the act and began discussing how, at that moment, we could not necessarily change the national decision, but we could make our community of Hendersonville more reflective of our values. That grace-filled conversation led to the idea of a scholarship to bridge the gap in tuition for undocumented students as a reflection of our community's caring for our kids. An effort to make our community, our Hendersonville home, more human, more loving, more reflective of who we are. And then, gracefully, there was a funding potential, and gracefully, I had the time, and that is graceful, to write the application, and the Dream Scholarship began. Began by grace and continues by grace. And personally, I find the Dream effort deeply moving and transformative, precisely because of the grace I experience in that work. For me, the Dream is grace embodied, grace fulfilled. It is grace being grace. Grace just is. And at other times, grace happens in the coming together after months or years or decades of sustained effort. Right now, like Jim talked about, marriage equality feels like that to me, despite Thursday's ruling. The momentum feels graceful, grace-filled. Nationwide and state after state, marriage equality is becoming the law of the land. I read the newspaper or my Facebook feed in another state, and it feels graceful, almost magical. Truly, though, this moment is the result of 45 years of sustained effort following the Stonewall riots in New York City and the Pride March that arose in response. It has been a struggle that has witnessed death and sacrifice and bloody moments. It has been filled with pain and loss and humiliation. There have been decades of hardship to bring us to this moment where legal equality feels gracefully inevitable. This moment feels grace-filled. We open the ears of our ears and the eyes of our eyes and the hearts of our hearts to dwell in it and savor it, to feel it in our bodies, as Jim described. And we remember that it took us 45 years to get here. And even as we savor the grace of this moment, we know that the work for LGBTQ justice is not yet complete. Yet it is important, so very important to our hearts and our spirits, our souls, our community, our very beingness, individually and collectively, to savor the grace of now. The environmental movement feels almost graceful to me that way now, if we but pay attention. Certainly, scientists tell us that we are too late to the party and the damage is done. But even with that awareness, let us not miss the grace of where we are. Let us stop to open our ears and eyes and hearts. Notice that even in red Henderson County, there are almost as many hybrids on the road as the traditional vehicle. Notice as you drive home, but don't stop in our parking lot because we have a preponderance of that hybrid variety. Personally, I smile every day when I pass the solar field for the Biltmore Estate on the side of 26. And when I read about how many more solar fields are in development in our area. Europe, especially Germany and Great Britain, are leading the way with their commitment to solar power, yielding higher and higher percentages of their electricity from solar and alternative fuel as they transition to greener energy. Old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs are simply no longer available as country after country have banned their sale. And just recently, California became the first state to ban single-use plastic bags. Almost every community not only offers recycling, but encourages it in some way. And I note this because it's a recent change. When I got here 9 years ago, and I arrived at the clinics, we had a volunteer whose sole job was to come to the clinics once a week and pick up our recycling and take it to the transfer station. There was no other way for us to get our recycling to the station. A few years later, he phased out his role because the city began offering recycling, but for a fee. And now they call us and say, how many blue bins do you want? Unlimited, no fee. Please recycle. 9 years from almost not available to encouraged strongly. There are recycling containers on every street, and we are raising a whole generation. I have one of them that will save their trash, take it home, if there's no recycling available at that moment because it is painful, physically painful, to put it in a landfill unnecessarily. Green used to indicate tree-hugging, enviro-freaks. We know that. Now it is normal, acceptable, cachet. If you're not green, your friends and colleagues will ask why. Now most national corporations state their green efforts on their corporate website and note it in their annual report. There is considerable work left to do. We hear the cautions of scientists that it may be too little too late. But even as we worry, our hearts and souls and beings need to stop and notice the grace of now. Noticing the grace, noticing how far we have come, feeds us for the rest of the journey. We need to pause and notice and allow the beauty and magic of grace to work in our hearts. This is grace, the graceful result of decades of labor with the LGBTQ movement, with the green movement. Decades of labor, grace nonetheless. Grace just is. And sometimes awakening, we need to awaken to the grace in our actions. As people of faith, whether we call ourselves people of God or people oriented to humanity or the beingness of all creation, we can and do abet grace. Jim uses that as opening words. We are here to abet life. We can abet grace. As Jim noted, so often we are engaged and oriented solely to the so much left to do, so many problems and injustices left to address, that we can get overwhelmed by the magnitude of the issues before us. We need grace. We need to pause. Truly, it is grace in action to pause and consider from where we have come and how we ourselves have abetted the now where we are. My day job is at the free clinics. Most of you know that. The clinics exist to bridge the gaps in healthcare in our community and ensure the quality healthcare is available to all who need it. And I spend my days writing grant applications regularly and giving talks as often as people will encourage me. Don't forget to invite me. Always citing the need, the problems, the number of people in our community who are left behind in today's healthcare world. It is my bread and butter. It is the air that I breathe. But sometimes grace intervenes when I stop to look around, when I open the ears of my ears and the eyes of my eyes and the heart of my heart. See, as past president of the State Association of Free Clinics, I got to know the situation of healthcare around the state. And occasionally, I get to engage with clinics on a national level, like I did in Kansas City a few weeks ago. These moments give me pause and help me to stop and experience the grace of where we are at the clinics, to open my heart to the grace of this community. We have gaps in healthcare in Henderson County. There are challenges and thousands of people in need. But, and this is my awakening, we have built something here that exists nowhere else in North Carolina. And nowhere that I've discovered in the United States. We have gracefully come together in this community to build a network of care, of donors and volunteers and healthcare partners, all gracefully coming together to take care of our neighbors in remarkable, beautiful, sometimes magical, and always grace-filled ways. The pause to grace opens my heart and soul and strengthens me for the journey. Grace just is. Grace just is. Sometimes in the accidental moment leading to a new creation, sometimes after years of struggle when things gracefully come together, sometimes by our efforts, individually and collectively, we abet grace. All we need do is pay attention, open ourselves, notice, and allow the magic and miracle and blessing of grace to work in our hearts and souls and beings. May we all be open to grace, notice grace, and let and be in the grace that just is in our justice. Amen.